Meet Will and Tom, two seemingly ordinary men, cursed with a gift of vast knowledge that is forever expanding. Possessing incredible insight with unparalleled skills and expertise, let us join them as they embark on a journey to quench their thirst for the truth while answering the questions to life's most intriguing mysteries. Let us open our minds and ask, dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Hello, I'm Tom Ross. I'd like to thank you for joining in on our painting session here. Let's continue where we left off. We already finished the majestic mountains in the background there. Now, let's finish up this forest. Let's paint some plants here. And some pine cones over there. And you know what? Right here, right in the middle here. Let's paint a happy little money tree. Just a nice happy money tree for you, right here in the middle. Money trees are nice, aren't they? I wish everyone could have a nice happy money tree of their own. Welcome back, everybody. This is Thomas Case.
This is William Alexander Stark.
Ooh, you put in the middle name on that
I
one.
I did.
You put some stank on it. So this one, I kind of had this thought actually a long time ago. I never put it down on the list of questions for us.
Why is that?
I don't know. You know what? Like, I think when I first, was first thinking about it, I just was like, oh yeah, I should put it on there. But like during that time, you know, that was like at the beginning of our show, I had tons and tons and tons of questions that like I thought would be better. Not that I really like think some, you know, questions are like not good enough to be on the show, but I think it just other questions kept foreshadowing that this question, and I forgot to put it on here. And then one day, I forget what I was looking at, but I saw something on the internet, and it reminded me of the question, and I was like, oh, I was like, I never put that question down.
Right. Okay. So, other ones just took precedence is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. The other ones took precedence. So Gotcha. Okay. Here it is.
All right. Let's hear it.
What if you went for a walk in the woods or a hike and found a money tree?
Okay. Well, parameters. Like how much money? What kind of money? Parameter. Is it all pesos? I don't know what I'll do with those.
Yeah. So here's the parameters. Yeah. I'm going to put this in our own climate, you know.
You mean our own area?
Our own area, right? Okay. Somewhere relatively, I don't know if I could say it's near our undisclosed location.
In the mountains of Southern California.
Yeah. Let's say you are hiking in the Los Angeles National Forest.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And you come across what seems to be a young tree, right? And once you discover this tree, when you get closer, you notice that the leaves are actually U.S. dollar bills, right?
Okay.
And if you were to – and actually, some are different denominations. They're not all just $1 bills.
Okay.
Some are fives, some are tens, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. Okay. How big is this tree? It's a young tree.
Yeah, young tree. So I'm going to say this tree's roughly, you know – roughly like 10 to 12 feet tall right now.
Okay.
Right?
Still pretty large.
Yeah, still pretty large. But like you know when you see this tree that, okay, this tree's not technically done growing. Like it can get much bigger than it is right now.
Gotcha.
But if you were to pluck every dollar that's off of that tree at that moment in time, you would roughly get somewhere between $250 to $300.
Okay.
What would you... Yeah, that's the parameters. Now, what would you be doing?
Okay, so I'm going to assume, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, I'm going to assume that this tree is off the beaten trail.
Correct.
Because if it wasn't, someone else would have found it probably. It would already be world famous online.
Exactly.
So I took an accidental left turn. I ended up going down a canyon that no one for some reason has ever gone down. And at the end of this... crevasse is this young money tree. So my first question to myself as I'm looking at this is, like, this has to be like this has to be fake, right? Like, this has to be fake.
Okay.
And when I look at the currency on this tree, like, does it look like it was printed like by the American government? Does it have like serial numbers on all the dollars and all that or stuff? It's like legitimate currency.
Oh yes. Yeah. If you want to go try to spend this money, like, the top analysts wouldn't be able to spot this fake.
Nice. Okay, my second question to myself as I'm looking at this tree is like, okay, let's say it is real, which I still would seriously doubt even at this point in time. If I were to pluck, you know, leaves of money off of this tree, would it grow more?
So, yeah, that's why I wanted to bring up the part in the parameters where, like, you know that this tree is not done growing. It's like any other tree, you know, like, you can pluck leaves off and, you know, like, during the course of time, it'll grow back. You know what I mean? Like, it'll start to grow more. You know, it has that cycle.
Gotcha.
The only thing is, I guess we wouldn't know, you know what I mean? Like, right off the bat when you first find it, you don't know how long it'll take.
Yeah, like, I mean, I would test it. I would become an avid hiker because I would be hiking up to this tree that run experiments on it. So, okay, so here's a thought. If I'm monitoring this tree and its growth, does every winter, every fall, every autumn, do all its money leaves fall off?
Yeah, it would act just like any other normal tree, so all the money off there would fall off anyway. And, you know, like, I'm not sure if, like, I don't know if you could call it, like, if trees have, like, a hibernation period where they kind of, like, you know how it is. They change with the seasons, so.
Yeah.
It'll be like that, like where.
Okay. Okay, so.
Also.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. No. I was just going to say, it might be interesting, now that I said that this tree changes with the seasons, wouldn't that be interesting if, like, the denominations change with the seasons as well?
Oh, like they get more, gain value throughout the year?
Till yeah,
they're plump, like, $100 bills at the end?
Yeah, exactly.
That would be cool. Okay, so I would definitely, I mean, I'm sure I would take some money at first just to see if anything grows back. But when I see that this thing essentially follows the same life cycle of your average deciduous tree, I'm probably going to, once the money starts falling off, of course I'm going to start collecting it, like when autumn rolls around. But I think what I would end up doing is I would start researching how to tree, I don't know what you call it. See, this is why I would need to do research. Like, I know it's not called tree gardening. That doesn't sound right at all. But but essentially, like how to take saplings off of trees and replant them. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
because my plan would to basically be to cultivate a secret grove of these trees in a location that I know would be away from prying eyes, which I can think of a couple.
Ooh, okay. I'm actually intrigued where you know of some places that
just are friend and family members, basically. Like, there are certain rural locations that I have connections to that I could theoretically. Obviously, I'd have to bring people in on it, but
That's, you know what, that's interesting. I really don't want to interrupt you, but I did want to bring up something that we haven't done since the beginning of our podcast.
Okay,
which is like. When I was going to ask you, what did I used to call it? The who, where, and when, and all that stuff. Like, would you, or no, the would you, the five would yous, wasn't that?
Yeah,
like,
something where I would like be that. Like,
would you tell, so you would tell people, and who would you?
I would only tell my fiance and my sister.
Okay.
I would only tell those two people. And with the agreement that, like, we're going to go through with my plan of, like, harvesting, trying to figure out how to grow more saplings, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Because in the long, like, there's a bunch of things you want to avoid. Like, number one, you do want to avoid the public finding out, because they're just going to strip the tree. And the tree will probably get destroyed.
Yeah, that is.
Also, the government, if they find out about the tree, they're going to want to confiscate it. Not because they actually want the money off of the fucking tree, although I'm sure they want to run experiments on it. But they can't be having people essentially having counterfeit money printing machines.
Yeah,
which is what this tree essentially is in a certain special way. Number two, number three, even outside of those first two reasons, let's say everyone gets their hands on a money tree. Well, now inflation's going to get so out of control, like, it's going to be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, that would be crazy if everyone got one.
On one hand, it's selfish to keep the knowledge of the tree to yourself. On the other hand, by sharing the knowledge, you then ruin the knowledge. You ruin the thing itself, and it becomes useless. So I have no qualms with keeping this close to home, at first at least. Because from there, the idea becomes, if I'm able to cultivate and grow multiples of these trees over time, number one, I'm going to have to learn how to laundry this fucking money, because this is hard cash. True. But I mean, I think you could do that as long as you're being reasonable with it. Like, obviously, this scenario is not going to be one where you can... what's the word, like, ethically, even though what I'm doing would be considered by many to be unethical already, but like, I mean, I'm talking about like staying away from like big crime. You're never going to become like a millionaire on these trees. It's just not going to happen. At least not directly from the trees. You would have to take that money and then in your own life use that money in ways that could lead to like a better life on that level, if that would be your goal.
I don't know why, but now I kind of feel like I kind of feel like this is going to turn into an Ozark situation.
I've never seen that show.
Oh, you haven't seen the show? No. Okay, so there's a Netflix show. It's a really good show.
I've heard.
It's called Ozark.
Yeah,
and it's basically about this man who you thought was your regular, you know, run of the mill accountant, but he gets wrapped up in the cartels. Drug money, laundering drug money for them.
Okay.
It's really good. It's like I would put it like something similar to like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it sounds like exactly like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah. But
go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, no, I was going to say, but I see this turning into that one now that you mentioned.
Yeah, so I'm definitely avoiding that. So my idea with this money is to essentially just create like a security net that I can take this money, you know, to complement my life, complement my salary, complement my ability to, I don't know, podcast for a living. You know, that's what I do. And to have as an emergency fund and to use as seed money for endeavors that could then lead to, you know, legally begotten money. My main problem is like, I will reach, let's say this all works out, I will reach a crossroads of sorts where it's like, okay, so I've created this scenario of infinite money. I should be using it to do at least some good. But the problem is if I do too much good, it will raise too many questions. And then all good will then be stopped from happening.
Yeah.
I mean, I would donate to charities pretty much as much as I possibly could without, you know, raising any flags. And beyond that, like, I don't know. The problem is like drawing too much attention to yourself. Cause I think about like, you know, I could help people in need. You know what I mean? When you hear about a story of, you know, hey, this person's friend got diagnosed with this particular disease and they don't have the money to pay for X, Y, and Z and they don't know what they're going to do. It's like, could I find a way to anonymously get them like a large amount of money?
Oh, sum of money.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That, like, again, that it can't be traced back to me. And, you know, like, it. Hopefully, you know, it's enough to help, but maybe not. It may not be enough to cover everything, but maybe it's enough to get them started, get them through the door, you know? Because, like, if I gave them the hundreds of thousands of dollars they need to do it all, well, then the government's going to be like, well, where the fuck did this money come from?
Yeah, that's going to raise too many red flags. Yeah,
and then so that basically means that I got to learn, like, the details of the laws of like, you know, what's legal, what raises red flags, you know, what's the safest way to send money to people, et cetera, et cetera. That's just going to require a lot of research. I'm sure some of it's possible. I'm sure a lot of it isn't. But I think that would be what I would do if I found a money tree in the middle of the woods.
Can anybody hear me? Please hear me. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? If you can hear me, this is Fritz Frivolous. I need your help. I'm stuck. Somehow stuck inside the minds of Will and Tom. I need to escape. Please, please support them and their podcast. You can go to patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine or leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. Distract them long enough for me to break free. You can even leave a like, comment, or subscribe. Again, don't forget about me, Fritz Frivolous.
Yeah, like I see now I see some problems that you have brought up that I didn't think about, like especially with that you, even though, like I said, yes, you know, you're not like, these are so passable as real bills, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, but eventually, you know what I mean? Obviously they're going to know sooner or later that there's bills in there that the government didn't make, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like the fact is, like, if they're indiscernible from experts' eyes, that means that they're going to have false serial numbers on them that are already in circulation somewhere else.
Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean?
Because if they have serial numbers on them that are not in circulation, like, the experts are going to know, hey, this is not a valid number. This bill cannot exist. It therefore has to be fake. So they essentially have to be counterfeits of ones that do exist, and et cetera, et cetera. So
yeah, the only thing that I see, because like my answer was a little bit more basic than yours, mm-hmm. but yeah, first of all, I do agree with the whole thing. Like, if I found that, yeah, I ain't telling no one except for probably my wife. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and I would probably also try to. That was one of the first things I thought about, was like, how do I, you know, get a seed from this tree so that I could replant another one, you know what I mean? Make multiples if I could.
Yeah.
And the only other thing though that I could think of, and, cause I didn't really think about like the laundering part, but like now when you mentioned it, I was actually thinking of like, man, the first thing I do is probably pluck this money and go to Vegas. right? So, but then I started thinking about it, and I wonder, how good of a way to launder money is if you brought this into a casino. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, I know that gambling doesn't guarantee you any money, but like,
if matter of fact, it almost money, guarantees you the opposite.
No money. Yeah, exactly. But like, but if in the effect you in the event that you can win some money, well, then now that money that you won would be clean, right? Because you're not getting back the money you put in. You're getting
but that's other not bills a back that's when you not cash out. That's not a sustainable method of laundering money.
Yeah, that you could do that
because like forever. It would that's just true. Be a crapshoot in your odds. Like, okay, so the thing about like slot machines, for example, right, is the odds mm-hmm. are way stacked against you. So the longer you sit at a slot machine or at multiple slots, the more likely you are to lose all your money. It's one of you are more likely to win immediately than you are to win over time, if that makes any sense. Because
no, that does make sense. Yeah. I would definitely, slots are out of the questions. I would not do the slots. I don't know exactly what I would do. Most likely craps.
I still think that's a terrible idea. That is just a terrible idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that's the game I know the most. You know what I mean? Like the best or whatever. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, I know it'll be fun doing it in the meantime.
Sure, yeah.
But
here's the thing.
But is like, yeah, I wouldn't know how to do it.
You wouldn't have to worry about laundering the money until you cross a certain threshold. You know, once you're like at like, I don't know, $40,000-$50,000 extra dollars a year.
I see what you're saying.
That's where it could start to be like, where's this money coming from? Although even that's pretty small fry, and I don't know, like, I don't know how the U.S. government would pick up on it necessarily, depending on your spending habits. But yeah, if you're like literally, if like let's say you quote unquote small brain this shit, and you just every fall you just go out to that money tree out in the middle of nowhere and collect whatever's there, and you don't pursue any more money than that. You said this thing was capable in its young stage of producing like $250.
Yeah, at this young stage.
Yeah, so let's say, you know, 10 years later, when it's an adult stage, it could do 10 times that amount of money, which is $2,500 a year, right? Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, that's $2,500 free dollars a year, but like, you could just go collect that and go to Vegas or do whatever the fuck you want with it, and no one will ever know or care.
No one will ever. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so it's once you
start... Yeah, if you just wanted to... Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, like, it's once you start getting into like... the high five and six figures that like it starts to become like you got to be careful and you got to think about what you're doing.
Yeah, that's when the government's definitely going to put their eye, like the eye of Sauron, you know, is going to be looking upon you.
Seriously. Although I do wonder, like, I'm sure there has to be a threshold for, because I would imagine that the Fed and the government have some sort of method of keeping track of like how many like dollars, like physical paperback dollars are in circulation at any given time, right? And like, I'm sure that they would have to have like a margin of error for like, hey, like this amount more money seems to be in circulation than what we printed, you know? because I'm there's plenty of counterfeit money out there even now, even though that's difficult to do.
Yeah, that's true.
And et cetera, et cetera. So it's like, how much would you have to add to that margin of error before it starts setting red flags and be like, someone's producing way too much money. We have to do something about it, you know? So.
Yeah, I don't know how that. Yeah, you're right. I wonder if we have any listeners out there that like have ever worked with the IRS or anything like that. Like any of the, you know, Secretary of Treasury. That'd be cool if we had. I'm imagining we have listeners that are high up in the government now.
I mean, that would be cool. Maybe they could give us some answers. But yeah, so. Oh, yeah. You never really answered. You said at first you were going to go to Vegas. Was there anything else you wanted to do with it?
Oh, yeah. So at first, yeah, I was thinking about like trying to do stuff in Vegas because like. Because I was going to, quote unquote, small brain it. You know what I mean? Like, I like how you said it. Because of the fact that I wouldn't want to encounter those problems. You know, I don't want the government coming down on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like so I don't know how much I would chance doing, you know, like doing things to maximize the amount of money
I have always been more getting from it. I have always been more of a rebel than you. It's true.
Yeah. So like I don't know how much I would do, but the only other thing too that I would the only thing that came into mind was like trying to open certain cash businesses like coin operated like car washes, you know, things okay, like
you're
that.
You're literally going to try and be Breaking Bad over here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about Breaking Bad, but I know they. Oh yeah, I guess they did do that in Breaking
Bad.
Yes,
they did.
I think they also did the same thing in Ozark.
Of course, too. They did because it's obviously a copy. I'm saying that as someone who's never seen it. So.
Yeah. It is. Ozark is kind of, but like, it was still a good show. But,
I'm sure.
But those are the only things. Yeah, those are the only things that I could think of doing. But even then, you know what I mean? It's like how long? You know, hopefully that could be something that could kind of be long term, but. Who knows how long that'll last, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. See, my goal would be to make it last as long as possible. Because my goal would be, like, how do I turn this into something that is a way to make myself make it so that I can pursue my dreams without, like, risking the security of my own family? That I can take care of family members when bad things happen, because bad things happen to good people all the time through no fault of their own. And then how can I get this going to the point where it's like, if I am capable of helping other people, like that I can get this money to them in a way that, like, you know, does some good in the world, you know what I mean? But
I'm kind of interested to know on our listeners, I want to know how you guys, if you encountered an actual money tree, like what would you do? Like how would you spend the money? Would you try to cultivate this tree into many of them, make a whole crop of trees?
Or would you burn it to the ground because that money is illegal?
Yeah, no one should have this money. That would be funny. Yeah, just let us know in the comments. I'd really be interested just to read what you guys write. And, dude, could you imagine?
The podcast you have just heard are the imaginings from the highly evolved minds of the extra-dimensional beings, Will and Tom. It has been translated into a format more easily understood by the human mind. Interpret it as you will. Should you find yourself seeking more answers to life's most intriguing mysteries, you can show your support by becoming a Patreon member at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine. You can also leave an Apple Podcasts review. You can subscribe to us on Instagram at dude_couldyouimagine, on Twitter at @DCYImagine, and on our YouTube channel, where you can leave a like and a comment. We can also be reached through our email, DudeCouldYouImagine@gmail.com. We leave you now so that you may gather your thoughts until we meet again to ponder the meaning of the cosmos and ask, dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
First you were going to go to Vegas. Was there anything else you wanted to do with it?
Oh, yeah. So at first, yeah, I was thinking about like trying to do stuff in Vegas because like, because I was going to, quote unquote, small brain it. You know what I mean? Like, I like how you said it. Because of the fact that I wouldn't, like...